Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and
Hey, hey, how's everybody doing? It's a beautiful summer Monday in New York City. It is the midday show. Benigno and Roberts show is out for one day, just one solitary day. And he'll be back tomorrow, and I can't wait because he has to explain to me how Phil Mickelson cheated again. I was looking forward to it. I was like, I can't wait to hear Benigno explain that to me. We are live from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses are only at ShopRite. There's a lot to get to. Knick fans are giddy about the Summer League. The Yankees played little ball and won a baseball game. That pumped up Yankee fans. Met fans just don't want to watch anymore. So today you get 7 hours of baseball. Have fun with that. We'll get to everything, but I got to tell you, 9 days ago, I know it's been 9 days, but everybody's going to calm down and they're going to deal with me for 5 minutes, all right? That's all I need. I need 5 freaking minutes to get something off my chest. That's it. It's probably going to be longer. If Dove keeps track of it, he's going to, like, at the five-minute mark.
We're at the five-minute mark.
I don't care. Last week, I went on a little vacation, and that vacation involved a road trip, and I had a great time. I did get sick during the road trip. I got very, very sick, but that's okay. You know, my wife did a great job taking care of me. Now I feel better. As we're driving on Saturday to see the big Rascal Flatts concert, every time we would stop at a rest stop, I had three priorities. Make sure my son is happy, go to the bathroom, and check Twitter. I needed to check Twitter about the whole free agency debacle, and I'm not talking about LeBron. I needed to find out, is this guy going to go home to Toronto, or is this guy going to stay on Long Island? And here's the problem. As every minute that went by, you knew he was leaving. You knew it. I said here before I left, I'm 70-30, he's staying. What a freaking moron I am. All right, what a moron I am. This guy could have signed an extension for 2 years. He hasn't, yet I'm sitting here thinking 70-30 like an idiot. And no, I'm not mentioning his name. You all can figure out who I'm talking about. You know who I'm talking about. He's got initials. Starts with a J, and then there's a T involved. So every minute that goes by, I know the reality. There's a buddy of mine, diehard Islander fan. For years, he's telling me it's the biggest lock in the world. The guy's not going anywhere. When I saw a message from him saying, I'm worried, I knew hell's coming. Hell's coming quickly. And obviously, the other factor is you knew that if he doesn't sign by midnight, what was it, Friday? I forget the day. He can't get the extra year from the Islanders. Can't get it. Now he'll have to sign the same deal he would sign with anybody else. And forget San Jose and forget Dallas. They were never the competition. It was Toronto, as we later found out with that dopey picture, which I'll get to, even though Giannotti has no problem with it. That's fine. You don't have to have a problem with it. So I stop. I check Twitter. Nothing. Radio silence from that camp. Nothing. This guy's had 2.5 years to decide. He's got to wait and wait and wait and wait and wait. No decision. So finally, as I'm driving, I say, I got no other choice. I've got it. Howard, I love you. I got to take a break from Stern, and I got to go to NHL Radio. What are my options here? I need to find out what this guy is going to decide to do. So I put on NHL Radio, Stupid channel that is. If you're executives of Sirius, I hope you're listening to what I'm about to tell you. So they're at commercial, okay. Now they're coming back from commercial, and they play Tavares highlights. And I'm thinking, all right, this is it. This is it. We're about to find out. I'm going to find out. The world already knows, but I'm driving in a car down to North Carolina, so I have no idea. So they're playing Tavares highlights. Scores! You know, all this great stuff. And then this radio host comes back, and if I ever made this mistake, I apologize if I ever did. This guy comes back and says, well, there you go. John Tavares, the great John Tavares, if you're just tuning in, has signed a 7-year contract with the New York Islanders. And I'm, yeah! Oh, wow! Wait, what happened to the 8th year? It must have been such a tough decision for this guy that they went past the deadline. He's going to take one less year, but he's back with it. Now my brain is like, this doesn't even make any sense, but hey, the guy re-signed. What a shocker. And then this dude's co-host says, you said it wrong. He signed with the Maple Leafs. I had 9 seconds of thinking that this guy was re-signing with the Islanders. 9 glorious seconds. And whoever this guy is, you know who you are, because there was one guy listening of the 17 that were listening. There was one guy listening who didn't know. And for 9 seconds, I thought that this guy wasn't, you know, holding the Islanders hostage for 2 years and playing nice about, I love Belmont, I love this, I love that. I'm such a good guy. I'm great. I love the organization. I actually thought the guy was staying. So thank you, NHL Radio. I will never listen to you ever again. And that's done. So now I got 2 stations I'm never going to listen to again. I got the Met station and I got the NHL Radio. And now I got the rest of the car ride to think about it. To think about how much of a phony this guy was. And before I hear anybody tell me, oh, come on, Evan. He's a free agent. He can go wherever he wants to go. I'm not a complete moron. I understand he has the right to do that. I get that. We've seen athletes go home. We've seen athletes take a year less. We've seen athletes do a lot of that stuff. That's fine. That's not the issue. Don't make that the issue. The issue is the way he took this franchise on a roller coaster for the last 2.5 years. You're telling me he didn't know? He tweets a picture in pajamas with the Maple Leaf logo. Oh, it's a boyhood dream. He didn't know he had a boyhood dream 6 months ago. He didn't know he had a boyhood dream a year ago. He didn't know he had a boyhood dream as he's going past the deadline. Lou is standing there waiting, trying to get this guy back. I'm not saying the Islanders are going to do much else in free agency, but they had to stand still waiting for this guy. He didn't know. It took him into the last second. He couldn't have hosed the Islanders anymore if he tried. That's the facts. It's almost like he secretly hated the franchise and said, how can I hose them as much as I possibly can? Oh, I got this great idea. So I'm going to basically whisper sweet nothings into the organization's ear, to the fans' ears, about Belmont and Brooklyn and Long Island, and I'm going to wait as long as I possibly can. I'm going to have everybody come to me in L.A. like I'm a king, and I'm going to wait as long as I'm going to make it as painful as I can, and then I'm going to leave. But don't worry. I'm going to write a nice letter. Great. Thanks, bro. And here's the other thing about this guy. There's some athletes who have Twitter accounts. They don't use them. Maybe they tweet once every year. Now, he feels real good about using Twitter. Now he feels real good about reminding every Islander fan that, of course, was going to see it, and it was just going to boil their blood about how his dream, his boyhood dream, was to go to Toronto. Let me tell you something. I'm a Met fan. I'm a Net fan. You know the teams I root for. If I was a professional athlete, let's say I was a baseball player, and I was drafted by the Cincinnati Reds, and I was great. I was the franchise. And I was never going to sign an extension. I wanted to get to free agency. And my boyhood dream was to play for the New York Mets. You know what I would do differently than John Tavares? I wouldn't BS that organization. And that's what he did. He BS'd the organization. And sure, could the Islanders have traded him in the last year once they realized, wait a second, why isn't this guy signing a contract extension? They could have. But you know why it was risky? Because in their minds, they were getting messages that this guy, hey, he may stay. And he's one of the best players this franchise has had since the championship years. No. He is the best player they've had since the championship years. He's 28 years old. Even though you can get a great return back, if you think there's a chance he's coming back, you're not going to be in a rush to trade him. He really didn't know. This was such an agonizing decision. He had no idea. Well, even if it was that, maybe that message should be sent. Hey, this is going to be a tough decision. I don't know what I'm going to do. If you guys feel it's best to trade me, then you know what? God bless you, trade me. But this is going to be tough because I grew up in Toronto, in the Toronto area. I love the Maple Leafs. I went to sleep in Maple Leaf pajamas and Maple Leaf underwear and Maple Leaf blankets, and I love the Maple. And by the way, you talk about an obnoxious organization. Is there an organization and fan base more obnoxious than the Toronto Maple Leafs? Who the heck wants to deal with that? You imagine when this guy comes back and all those fans just invade whatever arena they're playing in? Oh, my God. It's going to be disturbing. And here's the other thing. And I get it. It's hockey. I get it. They're the Islanders. Seriously, think about this. Name me, whether it's the Yankees, whether it's the Mets, whether it's the Jets, whether it's the Giants, name me a franchise that has dealt with a bigger gut punch than this. Go ahead. Because the Mets decided to trade Tom Seaver. So when the anger was erupting, it was at the Mets. This is about a guy, a star in the prime of his career, whispering sweet nothings into the ear of the organization, and then in the prime of his career, in the worst possible way, said, my lifelong dream was the Toronto Maple Leafs. I hope this man never wins anything. I can't believe that it ended this way. And maybe I should have been smarter. I'll learn. We always have to learn from our mistakes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.